Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Sometimes when this place gets kind of empty, sound of their breath fades with the light. I think about the loveless fascination under the Milky Way tonight. Lower the curtain down in Memphis.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. The Australian rock band The Church had a big hit in the States with this song, Under the Milky Way Tonight, back in 1988. They had another big hit with the same song in 2001 when it was used in the cult film Donnie Darko. Now the band is celebrating its 30th anniversary by playing what it calls the Future Past Perfect Tour. Get this, three albums, one from each of the 80s, 90s, and whatever we're calling the decade that just ended, played in its entirety over the course of a single evening. For us today, they have more modest goals. Playing an unplugged version of their song Pangea, here is The Church on Soundcheck.
I got my hands on my heart. I got my heart on my mind.
Drifting apart.
And I got a gun on the clock. And I gotta find me some time. Pangea. All right, Pangea.
Gotta jump the clock
together.
Gotta jump the clock.
Got your hands by my throat. You got your words in my head.
No matter what,
you better jump on the clock. You better watch where you tread. Pangea. All right, Pangea.
Gotta jump the clock
together.
Gotta jump the clock.
They got their rationales. They had their hooded streaks.
It's never enough.
They better jump on the clock. And they better count of their weeks. Pangea. All right, Pangea.
jump the clock.
Together,
gotta jump the clock.
Pangea,
gotta find some time.
Together,
gotta find some time.
From Australia, that is The Church, live and unplugged for the most part here in the Soundcheck studio.
Plugged.
You're slightly plugged. Steve Kilby playing the electric bass and the lead vocals, Marty Wilson Piper, guitar and backing vocals, Peter Kappas, guitar and backing vocals. And the three of you are founding members, Steve, of the band.
Uh-huh.
You know, the first half of the show we were talking about, you know, Justin Bieber, young kid, his voice is changing, how do you get through it? If I close my eyes, your voice today sounds, to me, exactly the same as it did 30 years ago.
Thank you.
How do you do that?
I don't know.
There's no, like, training? You're not doing exercises?
No. We had some vocal training once, and it was very bizarre. We were making this album, and...
Which album?
We're making the album Starfish, and the producers got it in their heads that me and Peter should go and have some vocal lessons, because I think they thought we'd say we wouldn't. So we did, and it was the most bizarre experience. There was a man there called Mark. I forget his last name. He was an ex-Beefcake actor, and he played both Samson and Hercules. And he used to sit at his piano above Hollywood Boulevard, and he used to go, oh, try that, buddy. And you go, oh. He'd go, hey, Steve, what are the girls in Australia like? And they got big, and you go, yeah. And he'd go, okay, buddy, try this. Oh, do they really like sex in Australia, Steve? Do they? Yeah. Okay, try this one, buddy. Oh. And so you go back and you go
back. So who's taking lessons from who here is
yeah,
what
exactly,
I'm wondering.
Exactly. He was the same with Peter, wasn't he? He'd asked you all the same questions.
Wasn't it weird, though, when he asked you to come into one lesson nude?
That's when I really learned to sing.
So it's 30 years on. The three of you, I know Peter spent a little part of the 90s away from the band, but, you know, here you are 30 years later.
He was exiled in Normandy. Confined to his castle and gardens for a while, and then we had him back into the court and decided not to have him executed.
I guess I'm wondering, have you guys read Keith Richards' bio?
I have.
He has.
So
I got it for Christmas, but I haven't read it yet.
I'm just wondering if there's any Mick and Keith kind of stuff. I mean, after 30 years, a band goes through a lot of ups and downs.
Yeah. There's plenty of Mick and Keith stuff.
Yeah. And that's all over now? Well,
is that part of the excitement?
Well,
30 years of
you
this.
Know what? You're starting this thing up. We're going to go out and have a fight now.
I don't know what you did. Maybe the Stones won't tour again after that, because there were some pretty nasty things went down.
Well, now this tour is like a real... I mean, this is like going to a Wagner opera or something, where you're doing three full albums, Steve, in one night.
I know. So masochistic, isn't it?
Well, why do it? Why do three full albums? And then why do them in reverse chronological order?
Well, we're doing three albums because most other bands only did two, so we had to do three. And we're doing three because we're, as you say, representing those three decades. One's our latest album, one's our most popular album, and one is our most, by our fans, our most loved, beloved album. And it was impossible to kind of separate the three things. And you know what? I was actually a skeptic, and I thought, this is a bad idea. I'm not going to be able to do it. The band won't be able to do it. The audience won't sit through it. And then the first night in LA, I was happy. I was proved wrong. And it was like a triumphant success. And it's like now I'm like, you know, this we should be doing this all the time.
Well, you are. You're doing it tonight at the Highline Ballroom here in New York.
The other thing is you don't usually play your new songs last. you know. True. And like Starfish is like an encore for the other two albums. Mm-hmm. It makes sense.
So in addition to Starfish, which is the album you made in L.A. back in 88, the big hit here, the latest album, Untitled, number 23, that's where that first song, Pangea, comes from.
That's right.
This next song, Swan Lake, this is from Priest Equals Aura, which is the 1992 record.
It was an amazing album. It really was. I say that in all modesty and humility. It was an amazing album, and it had the bad, unfortunate luck to come out just as Kurt Cobain, Pearl Jam and Stone Temple Pilots were on the rise, and kind of lush orchestral music with biblical and esoteric references was not really on the menu that day. So it kind of disappeared without a trace, but our fans have always kind of cherished it and loved it.
And it doesn't sound out of date now. Interesting. Sounds futuristic even playing it now live.
Well, let's hear this unplugged version of it. Swan Lake from The Church.
So it's going to be a waltz count. Okay. So 1, 2, 3, 2, 2, 3.
Actually, this one sounds a bit medieval.
Okay.
Modern medieval.
1, 2, 3, 2, 2, 3. Nobody loves you, and Daddy said he'd buy you some ballet shoes, but he spent all he had on hash and avoiding another crash. Now who will look after you? One night your shoulders will ache, but next day when you wake, we'll sprout wild wings and fly just like in Swan Lake. Nobody wants you. How will you ever survive out of the nest? And the wolf will put his nose in, and the water is all frozen, and you'll have to swim like all the rest. One night your shoulders will ache, the next day when you wake, you'll sprout wild wings, you'll fly just like in Swan Lake.
The song is called Swan Lake, originally from The Church 1992 album Priest Equals Aura. And the three founding members of The Church, after 30 years, still together and here with us in the Soundcheck studio are Steve Kilby, the bass player, Marty Wilson-Piper, and Peter Kappas, the guitarists. All three of them sing. Steve does most of the lead vocals on each of the records, although Peter and Marty seem to
sometimes sing,
get something with each record. This album, Priest Equals Aura, first of all, the title...
Yeah. Do you really want to know?
Well, I know the story. It was just like, where did that come from? But the story is kind of mundane, isn't it?
It's
just like a misreading of a Spanish...
Yes, it was. It was a misreading of a Spanish thing. And it was.
Priest Equals Cura.
Cura. And then a band in Australia did a send-up of this album called Bishop Equals Handjob.
Can we say that on public radio?
I don't know.
these kind of cryptic lyrics that leave room for the listener to kind of make sense of it however they want, that seems to be another part of...
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what it's all about. Have you ever read Proust?
Yeah.
Sometimes
just Proust a teeny tiny bit.
Sometimes Proust would bite into a biscuit as a child, and then he would talk about the taste of that biscuit.
For 100 pages.
For like 100 pages. Yeah, yeah. And all of them gripping, and the detail, the details, the small illusions, the small connections we make with our mind. Why did I think priest equals aura was such a great phrase? It's apparently meaningless, but when we play it in concert, you see all the people are sort of repeating it like it means something to them now. Mm-hmm. So, you forge the from out of the unknown, you take bits and pieces and you find clues to the puzzles of our existence.
Well, there's also, I sort of got sidetracked here. The reason I was asking about Priest Equals Aura is that it was a time when you guys didn't have a chance to tour here in the States when that album came out. Yeah. So,
well, we made the album, and our agent at the time said, the album isn't selling well. Your last tour was down on the last one. If I were you, I wouldn't come. And we didn't. Mm-hmm. So we never really toured it.
So playing the whole album on this tour gives you a chance to make up for
vindication,
an opportunity missed all those years ago.
Sometimes you take advice and it was right to. In that case, we shouldn't have done what he said. We should have come anyway, played to less people and got the chance to promote this record in America.
Because I know, Marty, you met one of our staff people when you arrived here today, and you must get this all the time from people saying, oh, I didn't know you were still around.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
that's right.
If you're not here,
that's
we don't know. So the church are still around celebrating the 30th anniversary by playing three full albums each night of their American tour at the Highline Ballroom tonight here in New York. And the song we're going to hear next, Already Yesterday, this is not from one of the three records.
No, well, we wouldn't want to actually do what, you know, play a song from Starfish, would we, now, here, you know?
I guess you wouldn't. all right, so let's hear Already Yesterday. Okay. Once again, a live performance from The Church.
It's already yesterday, we're off the calendar. I heard those sirens play just like an orchestra. Mechanical bird of prey, sing for your emperor. Last broken flash of love, still in the camera. We don't those locks and chains, we won't listen to lizard part of our brain. Give him the orders, another morning now we gone. I'll start the car for 10 Mile Beach or maybe Avalon. Across the water, it's already yesterday. Nobody's answering. Disconnected, drift away. Nobody's questioning. Head of silver, feet of clay. Who is surrendering? They fall in our heyday. I am remembering. We don't need those locks and chains. We won't listen to lizard part of our brain. Giving the orders, another morning now we gone. I'll start the car for 10 Mile Beach or maybe Avalon. Across the water, thank you. to voices in the city rain, giving the orders. Another morning I'll be gone. I'll start the car for Violet Town or maybe Babylon. Across the border, we don't need those locks and chains. We won't listen to the lizard part of our brains. Giving the orders, another morning I'll be gone. I'll start the car for 10 Mile Beach or maybe Avalon. Across the water.
Live in the Soundcheck studio with Already Yesterday, and that's going to do it for today's show. On our next program, sometimes the plots for operas are ripped straight from the headlines. We'll look at the grand tradition of the docu-opera, and British classical pianist Paul Lewis plays live in the studio. That's next time on Soundcheck. Our technical director is Irene Trudell, the program produced by Greta Cohn with Nona Willis-Aronowitz. Our senior producer is Joel Meyer. We had help from Tiffany Kamhai, Margaret Bresnahan, and George Wellington.